Hare Krishna. I'll be speaking about Sundaranand Thakur. Sundaranand Thakur was previously one of the 12 Gopals known as Sudama, as in the Gauraganodesh Dipika 127. Sundaranand is counted amongst the branches of Nityananda Prabhu. Sundaranand is Nityanand's branch, a true servant. Nityanand joked with him in the Vrindavan mood, as in the Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.19.23. Sundaranand is an ocean of sacred rapture. He is the chief amongst the associates of Nityananda Prabhu, as in the Chaitanya Bhagavat 3.5.728. His home was in the village of Maheshpur in Jessore district. Maheshpur stands on the Vetravati River, 14 miles east of the Majdai railway station. Only his place of birth remains there at present. His deities were named Radha Vallabh and Radha Raman. Their priests later moved these deities to Saidabad and installed a wooden deity in Maheshpur. Sundaranand never married and thus has no descendants. Descendants of his disciples continue to maintain the site in Maheshpur. Some relatives of his established a temple in Mangaladihi in Birbhum district. Sundaranand possessed great mystic powers. He made kadamb flowers bloom on a lime tree. Sundaranand possessed great mystic powers. He made kadamb flowers bloom on a lime tree, which he later used in the service of Radha Raman, as is stated in the Vaishnav Vandan. I worship Sundaranand Thakur in a great hope, who made a kadamb flower bloom on a lime tree. On other occasion, he dove into a river and pulled a crocodile out. He resembled Nityananda Prabhu in being a savior of the most fallen. His disappearance took place on the full moon day of Kartik month. As excerpted from Sri Chaitanya, His Life and Associates by Srila Bhakti Ballabh Tirtha Maharaj. Thank you, Hare Krishna.